You applied for a low power FM station to serve the city of Athens?
The Athens community, but I'm looking at the range there. It goes into Hudson, I believe, and I think up to Coxsackie. It really depends on what tower we end up hooking onto, if we hook onto anything. And you have to understand, I have someone coaching me and helping me with this, but I'm a music producer. I'm new at the radio.
What's the content of the radio station going to be?
I'm a jazz guy, so a lot of the content will be jazz. And some of it will be global jazz because I do a lot of work overseas. We'll be producing some records from artists from overseas. So, it'll be primarily jazz, and we'll go into other things as well.
And you've had... you've hosted some concerts at the Athens Cultural Center. Are you going to have those live on the air?
It all depends on the funding I get and whether or not it's okay with the artist. I'd love to do that. If we we continue to do things at the Athens Cultural Center, we might, yeah. So how that's going to work, I'm not sure. We have a couple of the venues we're looking at up here. And, of course, I have a venue I'm working on in Manhattan.
What does that mean? You have a venue you're working on in Manhattan?
We have another, in addition to the venues we have up here, we have a venue that we could do live streaming from in Holland, in New York City.
So some of the content may come from New York City?
Yeah, very little, but some of it, yes.
Some of it might not be jazz? What might it be then?
I'm not sure. I mean, I have a very diverse background. A lot of the people I work with have diverse backgrounds, so I want to do some electronics, some audio, electroacoustic music, experimental improvisation. I want to go outside the boundaries of jazz and do some different things, some out of the box kind of stuff.
And are you going to be engaged in Athens at all?
I hope so. Athens and hopefully Catskill.
In terms of you're going to have local community leaders on, or how do you mean engaged?
That in terms of interviews and things like that, I'm not sure how that would work yet. I think primarily we're going to focus on music. Whether we're not going to do things like you do at your station in terms of interviews and things like that. I'm like I said, I just applied for the application. We haven't really thought about how things might work or what the content would be.
But you just applied for the application and you haven't thought about what the content would be?
Well, we've thought about the content. Like I said, we are going to be primarily jazz. I have the application is not going to be, I think it takes a year for them to review this.
A lot of people think radio is a dying media. Why were you interested in doing something?
Because I don't think radio is a dying media. I think radio is a very important media.
And why so? I mean, because the kids these days they're looking at the internet and they're texting.
They're looking at the internet. They're texting. I've done some guest hosting on different radio stations, and I send information out to my my network of people that I work with, and this is like globally now. And people listen online to streams from Africa, from Tunisia, from Japan, from all over Europe. People who, if your programming, if the programming is good, if the programming is something that people want to listen to, then they'll log in. If they can if they can tune in, that's even better. And I think there's I looked at the way things are going up here in the Hudson Valley with the interest in jazz. I mean, I look at my programs the live programs that I do. We get a pretty decent crowd for what it is. So I think there's interest in jazz, and I'd like to just pursue that interest and just provide some music for locally and globally.
So I'm guessing that the radio station will also have a web stream, from what you're saying.
That's part of the plan.
Because
I'm working with some people now on putting that all together.
Can you give, if just the casual radio listener, an example, a couple examples of the kind of jazz artists that you work with?
I work with the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra in Manhattan. They play every Monday night at the Village of Vanguard. People like Carol Stafford and Dick Oates, Jimmy Heath, Ahmed Abdullah from the Sun Rock Band. It's a wide range of people.
And the radio station will probably reflect a similar aesthetic.
Yes, it certainly will. And as I said before, I'd like to do some of the programming